I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into Wednesday, July 30th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Hour number two today's show. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Don't send me any information during the show. We can have conversations after 12 noon if it's not relative to the conversation at hand. Greatly appreciate that. Also, don't send me any videos or long stories to read. I would like you to send those to me after 12 noon when I get off the air. Well, the superintendent for the Michigan Association of Superintendents made quote of the day, Tina Kerr, on the governor's desire to tie a long-term road funding plan into passing a fiscal year budget for next year. Her quote of the day, we're putting concrete over kids. We are literally building roads on the backs of our children. Think about that. Think about your children being second place to roads. This is not potholes versus preschoolers. Why? Well, because it appears that the Senate Majority Leader is following the governor's lead on this issue. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Democrat of Grand Rapids, supports having all state money collected at the gas pumps to go to road improvements. It's lightly advertised sentiment she shares with the House Speaker, Matt Hall, as well as Governor Gretchen Whitmer, as the duo attempt to craft a long-term road funding deal to be passed with the fiscal year 2026 budget. At the moment, sales tax is collected when drivers buy gasoline, which is dispersed through the regular sales tax formula. Currently, 73% of that sales tax money goes directly to schools. Well, the plan that Speaker Hall is bringing back from prior sessions that Whitmer is supporting would keep the state taxes collected from gasoline sales the same, but have all the taxes go to road construction. All of it. Schools would receive money from the general fund to make up any loss that they incur from the shifting of the gas sales tax. Well, behind the scenes, Brinks and Senate Democrats aren't crazy about roping a long-term road funding solution into the current budget negotiations because they don't want their vulnerable members hung with being the impetus for tax increases they feel, which are inevitable to backfill the school aid fund, while yet finding the desired $3 billion in new road construction money in the budget. So we've got more to this story. We're going to continue on the other side, but it's very interesting how they are finally coming out publicly making statements. Even though they're not in session, this is now something that it appears that's happening behind the scenes. Speaker Hall, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks are actually talking to each other. Interesting. What does the governor think? We'll continue on the other side. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Continuing on with these conversations now that appear to be starting between the Speaker, Matt Hall, Republican, in control of the 58 Republican caucus, compared to 52 Democrats. State Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks leading that caucus, Democrats 19 to 18 Republicans. Well, behind the scenes, Brinks and the Senate Democrats aren't crazy about roping in a long-term road funding solution in the current budget negotiations. Speaker Hall has long claimed that the $3 billion that they need for roads can come from the existing budget. But the Senate Democrats aren't willing to budge on negotiations until the House passes a full budget in which the numbers add up. However, the fact that Brinks and the governor and Hall all agree on one segment of a deal that is being viewed in Lansing as a start. Governor Whitmer's spokesperson Bobby Leedy reiterated that the governor believes it's important that a school budget and a long-term road funding plan get passed in unison to ensure that every penny drivers pay at the pump goes to fixing the roads, while we are also backfilling the school aid fund budget to hold it harmless, is the official press statement from the governor's office. He went on to say that the administration will continue budget negotiations with both chambers over the summer as we work toward an agreement that will make another historic investment in our kids, enact a long-term road funding solution, and supports our local governments and services like police, fire, and EMTs. Well, over in the House side, spokesperson Gideon D'Alessandro said, "It's great to hear the Senate leader is joining Speaker Hall and the governor in supporting this. We in the House believe it's common sense and it's what the people want. It does raise the question, though, if the Senate is finally willing and able to take a position on this, why can't they pass an entire roads funding plan? Why are the House Speaker and Governor still sitting and waiting at the table for the Senate to show up?" Well, Tracy Wimmer, spokesperson for the House Democratic Caucus, hinted at an answer to these questions when she said her caucus members recognize that any sustainable road plans predicted requires new revenue coming in. What does new revenue mean? More taxes. Well, I believe that's exactly why the Democrats lost control of the House. Out of 110 state reps, only 52 Democrats to 58 Republicans. When you talk about raising taxes, when we need to be cutting the budget, you guys are going to lose next year. There's no way in heck we are going to support new taxes. As a matter of fact, we need to cut the budget by like $20 billion to keep the government open and to fund the roads by prioritizing our spending. Not going to happen, Tracy, in any way, shape, or form. Well, she went on to say, while we're open to many avenues for road funding, shifting money alone is not going to be the answer, especially if doing so would mean other critical services like education or public safety losing dollars, because that is only a half-answer plan. Sorry, misguided statement. Not according to the facts and based on the reality of how much money is already in the budget. Now, on the Republican Senate side, Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who's running for governor, said it's just common sense that 100% of taxes collected at a gas pump should go fix our crumbling roads and bridges. Well, this standoff over road funding and the budget has school officials tapping their fingers, nervously awaiting a budget so they can plan their budgets for the upcoming school year starting in September. So, pretty interesting. Now, part of this has to do with the executive director for the Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunity, Peter Spadafore, calling all of this basically a manufactured crisis. The legislature blew through its July 1st deadline to pass a budget, not due to the lack of resources or even outside factors. Education groups tend to advocate against changing the sales tax structure since the school aid fund depends on it. The House says they're going to hold schools harmless by giving school aid fund first priority of the sales tax revenue. Basically, out of all the sales tax that comes into the state of Michigan, they're going to prioritize school aid funding to get the money first before any other bureaucratic agencies or departments. Well, the schools are nervous. Spadafore said, as more and more dollars from the school aid fund are used to pay for higher education, removing the sales tax on fuel to pay for roads and to pay for anything other than K through 12, well, the policymakers have basically set up a false choice between roads and students. Holding up the budget to pave the way for roads deal is unacceptable. And he's not alone in this sentiment. And then that's when Tina Kerr made her infamous quote of the day, "We are literally putting concrete over our kids." Okay, let's stop with the partisan liberal talking point. The Republicans are saying that whatever money is lost to the school aid fund would be a priority first dollars in for sales tax, which, by the way, sales tax, folks, is the number one most reliable source of revenue for Lansing. Always has been, always will be. When you go to the store and pay 6% sales tax, when tourists come to our beautiful northern Michigan in the summer, they buy things, they consume things, they pay that 6% sales tax. That is the number one most reliable generator of revenue to Lansing. Period. End of story. Forget about income tax, corporate income tax, personal income tax. Forget all of it. Sales tax is number one and is the most reliable. So if the Republicans are saying they're going to make it a priority, why is that not good enough for the schools? It's shifting the tax to where it should be. If you're at a gas pump, you're at a diesel pump, and you're paying fuel tax, it should be going to the roads you're driving your vehicle on. Pure and simple. Pure and simple, nothing else. Well, Spadafore again said no one at the morning's education press conference was interested in playing the blame game. Not really worried about who is responsible for this budget holdup. However, heading into now 4 weeks after the statutory July 1st budget deadline, education groups say not only is the lack of a budget a problem, but also discrepancy between the budget proposals regarding categoricals. Republicans wanting to give $12,000 per pupil funding. Democrats in the Senate and the governor was at $10,000 per pupil. The reason the Republicans want to spend more is they want to get rid of all these categoricals. these little pots of money for all these special programs and services that the public schools offer. Free lunch program, free breakfast program, busing, transportation, pre-K. All of this is outside of the normal per pupil funding. Republicans want to clean it up and say you can do these other things with this $12,000 to basically do it the way you want to do it as opposed to the way Lansing wants to tell you how to do it. You got a school district up here in northern Michigan, and the kids don't need busing as much as other school districts. Well, you may shift the money. You're not going to spend money being told by Lansing you got to spend so much money on busing when you don't even have a busing issue. Free meals program. Well, maybe some parents feed their kids breakfast. They don't need free breakfast. Some parents make their kids school lunch. They want them eating what they want them to eat. Well, maybe you don't need to offer free lunches either. Depends on your district. It depends on the parents. It depends on the students. Why should Lansing be telling them where to spend the money? Final statement Spadafore made, these categoricals are essential in making sure that the playing field is equal and equitable. Dog whistle right there. Equal and equitable. He says just increasing the foundation allowance alone and eliminating all of these categoricals designed to address systemic imperfections, that's going to create winners and losers in our state. No, it's not. Spadafore, you don't even understand. Allow the individual school districts to decide where the $12,000 per pupil goes. You don't need Lansing telling school districts what to do. That's the Republicans' idea. Well, the other spokesperson, is a proponent of less categoricals. If it means a higher per pupil allowance that puts local controls in the hands of the superintendents. But less does not mean none. You have to make sure that you're comparing apples and apples. If you had categoricals that totaled X number of dollars and now the district is only getting an increase in the foundation, that doesn't create those winners and losers, Kerr said. Well, the uncertainty as to what to expect is causing school districts to create internal approval of budgets based on last year's per pupil funding. This came from Piper Bognar, superintendent of Van Dyke Public Schools. If we end up with more per pupil funding, we can then reallocate the money within the district. Exactly what the Republicans want to do. Give the money to the local school districts. Let them decide how to spend it. Lansing needs to stop telling school districts in this state what to do. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.